Maybe you're listening to this because you've repeatedly tried dieting, but you've kept falling off the wagon. Perhaps you found yourself making such slow progress that you got frustrated and impatient. Or maybe you got fed up with having to restrict what you could eat. One of the main reasons that losing weight can be a struggle is that the pleasure and the satisfaction of eating food is immediate, whereas the pleasure and the satisfaction of becoming slim is months away in the future. If you could offer someone who wanted to lose weight the choice between a delicious cookie or the chance to become instantly slim, toned, healthy, you can pretty much guarantee they would choose to instantly become slim. But the problem is that getting slim takes time, whereas the rewards of a cookie or some chocolate or another helping of food are instant. And we're by no means completely rational beings, much as we'd like to think otherwise. The choices we make are strongly influenced by our emotions, how we feel in the moment. I'm sure you know how it feels when you say, "What the hell, I'll just have one." Or maybe when you're stressed or upset about something and you overeat to comfort yourself and counteract the distressing feelings. Now, this session isn't about crash diets, where people effectively starve themselves by eating an extremely restricted diet until they reach a certain weight and then put it all back on again. This session is about creating. It's about creating a long-term sustainable vision of the future for yourself, where you're maintaining your health, your muscle tone, your figure, and your vitality for the rest of your life. And as well as eating a balanced, healthy diet and taking regular exercise, a long-term, sustainable health plan needs to be flexible. In other words, whatever general rules you follow for how to eat, it's best to aim to follow them 80% of the time and allow for the occasional indulgence rather than insisting on rigidly depriving yourself all the time. And the hypnotic part of this download is going to help make this future a vivid reality, which can give you a real sense of satisfaction and inner determination and help you to make healthier choices in your day-to-day life. The more you relax and listen to this download, the more your unconscious mind is going to absorb this vision of a slim and healthy future you as an inner template for how things are going to be in the months and years ahead. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And as you follow along to the sound of my voice and breathe comfortably and easily, you can just allow that body to rest. And you might like to take a slow, deep breath and let the air out very slowly and smoothly to really breathe a sigh of comfort as you let go inside of any tension within that body can relax all by itself. The shoulders loosening, the facial muscles smoothing out. And as you notice the sensation of whatever you're resting on and the temperature of the air against your face, and as you go deeper still, that's it. You might notice a real heaviness in those arms and in those legs as that body relaxes deeper still. And you might also notice that mind beginning to become more absorbed inside. And you can really enjoy that comfortably, wonderfully pleasant feeling of knowing you really don't have to try to do anything at all here. You can just let go and be curious about how many ways this session is going to make a difference for you. How many spontaneous changes you're going to notice yourself making in what you choose to eat, how you exercise, and how you feel about honestly becoming slim and healthy for life. And I know that many times in your life, there have been things you've wanted to do, that you've planned to do, and then you've done them. And maybe you recall a wonderful holiday that you look forward to in advance, planning out all the places you would go and making all the preparations. And then you put that plan into action so you could enjoy the rewards of your efforts on a lovely holiday. Maybe somewhere with beautiful views, the sky above, the soft breeze against that face, that holiday smile lifting the corners of your mouth as you breathe in the satisfaction of having planned something and looked forward to it, and then made it a reality, and being here on holiday, enjoying all the benefits of having made that plan a reality, can feel so very good. That's it. As you relax even deeper still now. And any habits and beliefs you may have found yourself having around food and exercise aren't things you were born with. They were things you learned, perhaps from your family or from people around you. Perhaps from books or television. But they're simply things you learned, just as you learned when you were a very small child, to begin to write your own name, holding a little pencil in that little hand, and forming the letters of the alphabet ever so slowly and carefully. And sometimes the letter B might look like a D, and sometimes it might look like a P or a Q. But gradually, sitting in that little chair, forming those letters over and over, you learned instinctively how to write, just as you learned instinctively how to walk, how to put one foot in front of the other, and keep your balance as you move forward. And you absorbed and learned so much as a child, the names of all the objects around you, how to speak and understand your native language. And before you learned any beliefs about food, any beliefs about exercise, before you told yourself any stories about what kind of person you were simply you, a little child, curious about the world around you, immersed in learning so much now. And one of the wonderful things about hypnosis is that it allows you to tap directly into that same childlike, instinctive learning state, so that you can learn new things that allow you to update your instinctive learnings. Because I suspect there might be some unhelpful beliefs you've been carrying around. Beliefs that haven't been helping you to reach your ideal weight. Maybe beliefs about yourself or about healthy eating. Maybe some negative expectations that you picked up somewhere along the way. And probably a few bad habits too. Maybe of buying certain snacks or certain lifestyle choices. Beliefs and habits you weren't born with, but that were thrust upon you, so to speak, by the experiences you've had in your life. And if you stop for a moment and think about all the ways those old habits and beliefs have held you back, times that you, in the past, overindulged and then felt guilty, times a you in the past might have thought unkind things about themselves, criticized themselves, times those old thoughts and habits really stole from your health, your appearance, and your confidence in yourself. I'm very, very curious about what it's going to be like for you now to throw off those old unhelpful beliefs, to throw off those old bad habits, and begin to instinctively absorb new ideas, new ways of looking after yourself, that are going to lead you towards greater and greater health, to slimness, to having a flexible, toned body, brimming with energy. That's it. And I'd like you to begin to see you, the you that you want to be, to begin to look into the future as if you had a crystal ball, to a time when, if you keep on properly slimming down now, it'll be perfectly realistic for you to genuinely be slim, healthy, toned, and at your ideal weight. In this future time, and just notice how that you in the future is going to look, how your voice sounds, how this future you moves around, how toned and fit you look, how confident and happy in yourself. And really take a few moments right now to just drift into this future you and enjoy the benefits of how this is going to feel, to know that you really have done it, that you worked hard, you dedicated yourself to making this a reality. And it can feel so very good. That's it. And you might notice how toned and smooth your stomach feels, how firm your thighs feel, how attractive and healthy your face looks in the mirror. And just notice how much more energy and lightness you feel. A lightness and an energy in your body, and a lighthearted contentment in your heart. And then I'd just like you to notice your daily routine in this future time. What new habits you've formed, what new supportive beliefs about yourself and about food and exercise have you learned? Because one of the wonderful things about really instinctively learning new habits and beliefs is that after a while, you just don't have to think about them. You just spontaneously make wiser choices about how you eat and how you look after yourself. You can look at unhealthy food or an excessive portion of food and instinctively know how uncomfortably heavy it'll make you feel. Lethargic and sluggish, and how it'll steal from your happiness and pride in yourself. If you had to carry that around in your stomach all day, and you can look at a tasty, healthy dish and sense how toned and slim your body is, and really feel drawn to making a healthier decision, feel drawn to exercise and healthful foods automatically, instinctively, because this is who you are now. And you can just enjoy noticing all the ways this has enhanced your life, your confidence at work, socially, your love life. That's it. And you can also notice something really interesting, how you've learned to speak more kindly to yourself inside, because if you look back from this future time, back along the path you've traveled, you see full well that it wasn't always smooth sailing, getting to this satisfying place. There were challenges you had to overcome, maybe a few doubts en route, maybe a few times you got impatient about your progress, perhaps a party or a wedding when you overindulged. But I'd like you to notice now how you overcame those obstacles, how you kept on going, how you supported yourself and encouraged yourself, talking to yourself kindly but firmly. That's it. How you kept following a healthy, sustainable slimming plan, and bit by bit you started to transform. And the more you started to notice the progress you were making, the more determined you became. And even if you went off course now and then, you knew that this time things were going to be different, because you could feel your thoughts changing, your habits changing, and your body slimming and becoming healthier. Until here you are, now. in this slim and healthy future. And it can feel so very good to know that this is becoming a reality now. And then, as you return to the present, with this future template firmly embedded in your unconscious mind, I'd like you to just notice what the next steps are for you over the next few days that'll bring you closer towards this slim, healthy future. What choices are you going to make around food, around exercise, around how you care for yourself really well? And I'd like you to just commit to taking those next steps right now. You can listen to this session often and strengthen this template of your slim and healthy future each time you do so. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it. And prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.